Breaking news from the federal courthouse in Maryland. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton has just pleaded guilty to a singular count of unlawfully retaining national defense information. The prominent Trump foe has now admitted that after he left the White House during President Trump's first term, that he unlawfully kept diary-like entries about his day-to-day work. Specifically, John Bolton is pleading guilty to one of the 18 counts that he was originally indicted on by a grand jury last fall. That indictment accused him of transmitting thousands of diary-like entries to two relatives in preparation for a potential book. But John Bolton now avoiding those 17 counts by agreeing to plead guilty to a singular felony charge of retaining national defense information. As part of this deal, he's agreed to pay a roughly $2 million fine. And now the question becomes, will he face prison time? This deal means that he could face up to 5 years in prison, but that's going to be a question for U.S. District Judge Theodore Chuang. He's the appointee of former President Obama who's assigned to oversee this case, and it is up to him to decide whether John Bolton will ever be behind bars. He already has set that sentencing date. We are expecting John Bolton to come back into court to learn his punishment later this year on October 28th. But already, this is a major shift for the prominent Trump foe and former national security advisor. When John Bolton was first charged, he had claimed that he was a vindictive prosecution victim, part of a retribution campaign by the Trump administration. But today, in a federal courtroom, John Bolton now admitting to one of these charges. And as he entered that guilty plea, he told the judge, quote, when asked if he's guilty, "I am, Your Honor. I'm sorry for it."